Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Let the outflow begin. Baby boomers must begin pulling out retirement money this year.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Americans aged 70 years and 6 months are required to begin withdrawing money from retirement accounts, such as 401ks and IRAs. They also have to pay taxes on those distributions. The oldest of the nation's 75 million baby boomers hit 70 and a half starting this month, meaning that a flood of money will flow out of mutual funds and other investments. Joining us to talk about this money migration is Wall Street Journal reporter Vipal Monga. Vipal, first, how much money do boomers hold in these tax-deferred savings accounts?
There's various estimates. The most reliable one I've seen is about $10 trillion in those accounts today.
And this is probably another estimate. How much money could move or start to move?
By law, anyone who hits 70 and a half years must start withdrawing some money. On average, about 10% of all 401k money moves around in any given year. I talked to the CEO, Charles Schwab, who suggested that 15% could start moving out. So do the math, 15% of $10 trillion, that's a lot of money.
It is. Aren't 401k managers trying to persuade clients to reinvest their money in other products? How worried are they?
I don't think they're worried. This is something that they've seen coming for a while. Now, the scale of it is unprecedented. So we're talking about $1.5 trillion in 20 years. On average, about of that 10% that moves in any given year, about half of it stays at any individual firm, I guess, for firms that are really good at convincing their retirees to redistribute that money in their funds. So, 7.5% of that money could just leak out, I guess. Some of it will go to government in the form of tax revenue. Another chunk of it will get spent on health care, on things like home renovations.
Yeah. Aren't savers worried about outliving their assets since life expectancy has improved so much?
That is a big problem. I mean, again, just doing the quick math, we're looking at 75 million boomers today. That number will diminish over time, just the unfortunate fact of life. But 75 million people today, and if you divide that by into $10 trillion, we're talking about only about $133,000 a person to retire on. That's not a lot of money.
How much of their retirement savings do those 70 and a half or older have to start taking out? What's the percentage?
So at the first year, just based on the current IRS formula, it's about 3.6%. That increases every year. By the time, for any people who are lucky enough to live to 90, they start taking about 9% of those assets every year. And remember, that pool of assets keeps shrinking. So that 9% is a larger amount of a smaller base.
But the number of boomers is not expected to shrink right away. As a matter of fact, it's expected to double within a fairly short time.
Right. Well, the number of people over 70 and a half.
Over 70 and a half. Okay. Be clear about that. Yeah. Right.
So we're talking about there's about 30 million people now. By the time 2035 hits, when this wave sort of crests, we're looking at 60 million, which is effectively the population of Italy.
Again, is there any way to measure how much of an effect these forced withdrawals could have on the retirement fund industry?
Again, this is unprecedented in many ways. You have to remember that baby boomers were the 401k generation, the first generation that started saving into these tax-deferred plans en masse, and that provided a huge tailwind to the asset management industry. A lot of money went in. They made a lot in fees from them. Right now, what's starting to happen is as this RMD wave starts to hit, a lot of the firms are starting to compete with each other to offer cheaper alternatives for distributions and what have you. People are already expecting that fee income for the asset management firms will start to shrink. It'll make it more expensive for them to retain customers. So you could argue that the golden age is over.
I'm speaking with Vipal Monga of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Vipal Monga of The Wall Street Journal. Vipal, are fund managers hoping that other generations such as millennials will take up the slack?
Well, right now, the millennials actually outnumber the baby boomers. They're the largest living generation. So over time, the hope is that those millennials will start putting in money that will sort of even out the flow, if you will, you know, money going in and money going out. It's going to take a while, though. So it could be 10 or 15 years before that sort of evens out. The other problem is, as we've seen all the stories, millennials are making less money than the boomers did, so they have less to save.
It'll probably start to take a while before this just takes hold, that they'll have to start saving for retirement.
I read somewhere today that the average millennial woman spends more on coffee than she saves on retirement. That's totally third hand, but you know, if that's true, then yeah, it's going to be what? Just to reemphasize that this is unprecedented. So a lot of it is unknown. People saw it coming, but the implications for this could be wide for the stock market, for the bond markets. You know, as this money leaves, who knows what kind of environment these boomers will be taking the distributions in. Things are not healthy, and their assets have diminished. This could get really rough.
And also, the implications could be widespread for the economy in general.
Right. I mean, some of it could be good. I mean, money flowing back into the economy. Like I said, there's been studies that show that about a quarter of the money that comes out of the funds goes into things like home renovations, and a growing part of it, I guess, understandably, into healthcare. As people get older, they have to take care of themselves. The other one thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, a lot of people say that this is a first world problem in many ways, that any boomer who gets hit with RMDs is one who hasn't had to use the money because they're 70 and a half. They haven't tapped it. What we found, or the Center for Benefits for Retirement Research at Boston College has found, that even people who don't have much money try to save their defined contribution plan as their last resort. So once they start dipping into that, it can, you know, they feel like they're really plumbing the depth. So that's why it's a bit of a shock for people.
Wall Street Journal reporter Vipal Monga, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.